This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Bill Knight.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Not-for-profit organizations in Illinois are fighting legislation that would subject them to the state's Freedom of Information Law. We ran this story a week or two ago. We'll play this again for you right now to refresh your memories on what's being discussed, and the three of us will talk about it.
The state gives money to countless organizations. A state senator has introduced a plan that would subject them to strict transparency requirements. The measure says any charity that receives state money would have to follow the same rules as government bodies, like making financial records, votes, and even emails available to the public. Laurel O'Sullivan is with the Donors Forum. She says the plan would create a duplicative and confusing, not to mention expensive, bureaucracy.
Nonprofits are private entities. That receiving government dollars does not convert these private entities into public bodies. And that's a fundamental misconception around the status of nonprofits.
She says nonprofits are already one of the most accountable sectors, as they have to register with the state and disclose financial information on tax forms. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Bill, what are your thoughts? Is government overreaching a little bit to talk about this sort of requirement for nonprofits, or do you think because the nonprofits are receiving public money, they should be more open and accessible with their data?
I do think there's a happy medium. I think many not-for-profits have contracts with the state of Illinois, for example, and get public money, and I think it's legitimate to track the public money. However, many of those same nonprofits also get revenues from other sources. So I think that could remain private. But just because they're a private entity doesn't mean that the public isn't entitled to know how their money's being used. And one of their defenses is that they're already accountable. Well, that's very relative, because they're not-for-profits, and there are not-for-profits that are 501c3, so if you donate to them, you have tax deductions. For example, my freelance company is a not-for-profit, but it's not a 501c3. I get no government money. In fact, I barely get any money at all. But anyway, if I did accept X amount of money from a county or the state of Illinois, that should just be part of the bargain. If you accept it, then there are certain obligations that goes along with accepting public money. I don't think it's that outrageous, but I do think the money they get from other sources should remain private. If they get a huge donation or a bequest, that's not public money, so it's no one's business.
Hmm. Well, what my reaction is, I kind of wish that Ms. Vinicky had been a little bit more detailed about the expense that's going to be incurred, because she said that the not-for-profits representative argues that it's going to be more expensive to provide that information. I wish I'd knew how much more expensive and why it should be so. But in a general way, I would say, it's a good idea that if a not-for-profit receives government funds, we should know about that, because it's us who provided those funds. And so,
It's
almost the same argument you sometimes hear from local governments when someone files a FOIA request. Hey, it's expensive to do this. It takes time away from my job to have to do this. Maybe that's part of the expense, maybe part of the argument from the Donors Forum.
I think another point with the accountability is that many not-for-profits that are required to file federal income tax annual reports with the IRS, and those are readily available, are not fully disclosing how their money's spent. For example, if you were the XYZ company, got state money to provide orange cones for IDOT, you could legitimately say, well, we have a management contract, and our president is just being paid by this management contract. And it would not have to be disclosed how much the president received. So their accountability is relative. And they have to be forming or filing these forms, but they're not completely disclosing all the way they take in or spend public money.
Yeah, the story, and it's just a short wrap here, so there's not a lot of detail. I'm wondering, what's the motivation behind this? Why did this come up?
Probably there's you know, a not-for-profit organization that's actually making a little profit, maybe. Who knows for sure? You know, accountability, you know, as Bill is saying, is a relative thing. And to say that, I guess, you know, if you're a not-for-profit and you file these tax forms, I suppose quarterly, who digs through all of that stuff? You know, who goes to the trouble to look through some not-for-profit companies, corporations, tax forms? I mean, that's got to be a real difficult thing to get access to. And once again, I don't know who'd want to go through that much work.
There are some people who are into reading numbers like that.
Well, I'm sure there are. Your average person probably wouldn't be. And so, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, it might be a nice thing, you know, if not-for-profits would make that information available easily to the public.
And so, not-for-profits aren't just churches and the Red Cross.
Yeah,
some of them make millions of dollars.
Yes,
and the only distinction between a not-for-profit and a for-profit private entity is not-for-profits don't have shareholders that are paid dividends based on their interest, financial interest in the company. So there's a lot of flexibility within not-for-profit universe.
Yeah, and I belong to, you know, I'm on the West Central Illinois Arts Center Board and the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, and we file annual reports with the state. I don't know who would come looking for more information, but...
But you're the treasurer, Rich, so...
I'm not the treasurer in either organization.
Okay.
No one trusts me with money. All right, with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.